Hi, I'm Mike Sainsbury. Welcome to this ASI cast. This is a time of year when we'll all be hearing plenty of people sharing their views on what next year is likely to bring. So we invited our Media Technologies Director, Graham Lovelace, to have Paolo Pescatore, Director of Operator Strategy at CCS Insight, to take a look into his crystal ball. He foresees a great deal of activity in the TV ecosystem from telecoms operators, predicts new offers to drive Netflix forward, and assesses the prospects and drivers of 4K TV and much more besides. So, over to Graham.
Thanks, Mike. We're approaching that time of the year when our newspapers, magazines, and media websites will be full of lists and predictions. 10 ways to cook a turkey, 50 best Christmas movies ever, the coolest gadgets to buy in 2016, that sort of thing. A wise person once said, "It's hard to make predictions, especially about the future." Hard and, of course, incredibly risky. So for this ASI cast, looking at predictions for the convergent media landscape in 2016, we turn to Paolo Pescatore, Director of Multiplay and Media at the connected analyst CCS Insight. Paolo, CCS Insight has just unveiled its predictions for 2016 and beyond across mobile devices and wearables, the Internet of Things, and in your specialist area, multiplay and media. Before we hear your latest predictions, let's talk about two that remain on the table for 2015. What were they?
Hi, Graham. Thank you for having me back. Most of my predictions last year generated a lot of interest, and quite a few of them came true. Most notably, BT buying EE, which did happen a lot sooner than we had anticipated. In fact, news of talks between both companies only broke out a couple of days after our own event last year. And another one was that Google would introduce a subscription-based video streaming service, which it did. A few others included at least one US cable operator launches a mobile service. Consolidation takes place throughout the TV supply chain. And last but not least, web players from the East launch homegrown video services in the West. And yes, going back to your point, there were a couple of others we talked about last year that have yet to come to fruition, but we still strongly believe in them. The first one, one that I feel very passionate about, we still believe that Vodafone will buy Sky, more so in light of the failed asset swap talks between Vodafone and Liberty Global. And where does that leave Liberty Global? And, yes. You know, I'll come back to this later on. And then last but not least, we still believe that Netflix remains a takeover target for one of the web players, most notably Alibaba, Google, or even Apple, for that matter.
I'm with you. Okay, it's time to get that crystal ball out now, Paolo. So what's in store over the next couple of years?
Well, there's quite a few, and let's start from a nice easy one. We believe that BT will buy ITV by 2018. And as you know, Graham, ITV has been a takeover target for numerous years, but we Indeed. Believe the time is now right for the company to be acquired. And I think for BT, the move makes perfect sense, and it's all part of its growing aspirations in TV, more so in its quest to knock Sky off its perch. It's made a huge investment in sport, and clearly BT's in it for the long haul and is now using BT Sport to drive BT TV. But it has an inferior content position compared to Sky beyond just sport. And having said that, ITV fits the bill, having bought numerous content production companies. And through ITV Studios, it's an attractive asset. It would allow BT to differentiate in the area of original programming, which is proving to be a key battleground for all web providers, including Amazon and Netflix. But more importantly, it gives BT a platform with which to promote its paid-for TV service, BT TV. We don't expect any, you know, significant regulatory concerns over the tie-up, but we are now seeing a general trend towards more telcos becoming vertically integrated. We've seen it with Telefonica in Spain, Liberty Global in Ireland, BT will do it here, and more will follow.
That would give BT a substantial position as well, of course, in free-to-air platforms through ITV's principal shareholding in Uview, Freeview, and Freesat. So that's an interesting one. What else is on your radar?
So another one that we have is in 2016, a pay TV provider allows subscribers to access services while overseas. And I feel very passionate about this one simply because I'm a huge video junkie. I'm well renowned for watching anything up to four football matches live at once on as many screens, while my better looking other half has the remote to our Ultra HD 4K TV display. But yeah,
That's
essentially,
quite a vision.
right? Just check out my Twitter feed for evidence.
Yes.
But you know, quite simply, we've all been in this boat. You know, people have signed up to TV everywhere services want exactly that, access to their TV services anywhere, irrespective of location. But as we know, due to the way the rights are sold, pay TV providers are unable to provide access to live TV channels outside of their home country. Therefore, we believe those pay TV providers work closely with the content owners to essentially license those shows, that live TV programming for viewing overseas. And in order to facilitate that, subscribers will be required to pay a fee. We expect it to essentially happen first in Europe, more so as the European Commission acts to remove geographic restrictions on
Yes.
access to online services. With that in mind, we expect UK to be first, given the competitive and advanced nature of the UK market, but we would expect that the US would quickly follow as well, for exactly for the same reason.
Interesting. So lots of IP rights issues there for the lawyers. Now your next one then. What's the Netflix word comes to mind?
Well, there's, you know, no prediction is complete without one on Netflix. And as you know, we had one last year. We have another one for next year. And essentially, we believe that Netflix will launch a movie download service in the US next year. You know, we've long argued that international expansion is the key to Netflix future growth, more so in light of the company seeing declining net adds over the last three quarters in the US. Couple of reasons to explain that, but I think predominantly we've seen a slew of OTT video launches in the US. You know, some good examples that you'll be well aware of: Sling TV from Dish,
Yes.
HBO Go from HBO, and Showtime from CBS. Equally, furthermore, we've seen telcos take a novel route to market with mobile OTT video launches, and a good example being Verizon and Rock Mobile has announced plans to do so next year. So essentially, we're seeing more competition, more providers launching video services, offering a range of options. Therefore, we believe Netflix will follow suit by launching its own paid-for download service to support its regular core streaming service next year. And it offers a number of benefits, you know, increased loyalty, obviously a greater range of video services, but more importantly, a new revenue stream, which will help support the company's ambitious expansion plans to be present in 200 countries. And as the prediction suggests, we expect it to be rolled out in the US, quickly followed by the UK, given a phenomenal rise of Netflix in the UK. And I believe the company's on course to reach 5 million subscribers by the end of this year.
Interesting. Now, Netflix, of course, is streaming currently in 4K alongside Amazon Prime. You've got a prediction around 4K television as well.
Yeah, well, that's a nice little segue into the prediction, Graham, indeed.
Thank
And
you.
and the prediction, a bit of a mouthful. I do apologize, so bear with me. But until 2018, most people's first experience of 4K TV services comes from web and telecom players, not traditional
What,
broadcasters.
why
And
do you say that? Why are the web and telecom players not broadcasters?
yeah, so essentially, you know, we've seen the supply chain for 4K move far more quickly than it has for HD. But there's still a distinct lack of commercial 4K content. And one of the reasons essentially is down to cost on both the demand side. So On the demands, people need to buy a new TV, though we do acknowledge that prices are falling and retailers are citing more sales. Then they need to upgrade their connection to fibre and equally pay for content. And in response to your question, and on the supply side, producing in 4K is quite costly, as underlined by BT's launch of the Ultra HD 4K Sports TV channel. And essentially, this is why broadcasters have yet to support it. You know, for telcos, you know, it's a great opportunity to steal a march on established TV providers as more move into the area of offering TV as part of multi-play packages. And along with web providers, they are leading the race to launch 4K programs. And this is in stark contrast to what we saw with HD, which was predominantly led by pay TV providers. Furthermore, broadcasters will be further hampered with the loss of spectrum, especially 700 megahertz, which has been earmarked for mobile operators here in Europe and the US. And essentially, yes, they need that spectrum as a result of the move to higher resolution formats such as 4K. But interestingly, Graham, we believe that, you know, more telcos will launch 4K services over the next 6 to 12 months, and only you know, Telefonica has recently announced that it's going to show more content in 4K, such as the El Clasico game. But we believe they will work closely, or even on an exclusive basis, with some broadcasters to remaster some of the older catalog or catch up programming in 4K in order to differentiate over some of the rivals.
Interesting. And your last prediction, Paolo, is around merger and acquisition activity. What's your last prediction?
Indeed, I do love a prediction in this area, as you can tell with the BTEE Voda Sky. So beyond the BTITV one, we believe that American Mobile will expand its presence in Europe next year and beyond. And essentially, it's very much driven by the company need to dispose of assets in Latin America due to regulation and antitrust laws. And steadily, through a number of its operations in Europe, predominantly Telekom Austria, has been steadily increasing its presence. It has acquired cable companies in Bulgaria and Macedonia. And this is the interesting part. There are a number of scenarios, but we feel a tie-up with Liberty Global is likely. We've long argued that Liberty wants to exit Europe. Consolidation of the European cable market has been costly. It has struggled to integrate these companies. Subscriber uptake has been lackluster and so far has been unsuccessful in cross-selling services into its existing base. Furthermore, John Malone, Liberty's chairman, wants to place greater focus on the Americas. And this has been underlined by the whopping $55 billion acquisition of Time Warner Cable and the acquisition of cable and wireless in the Caribbean. So how could these companies get together? So essentially, one scenario could see American Mobile swapping some of its Latin American investments for Liberty's European assets. And this would allow American Mobile to strengthen its presence in Eastern Europe and possibly even gain access to some of Europe's lucrative markets, such as Germany and the UK. And Liberty's chairman, John Malone, could also sweeten a deal by offering a stake in its US operations. And, you know, we know that Latin America offers significant opportunities for convergence. This is why Liberty Global wants to increase its presence in the region, as well as Telefonica and AT&T, who continue to invest heavily. And looking further afield, Graham, we believe that American Mobile on its own or jointly with Liberty in the US could be interested in acquiring T-Mobile in the US. Most US cable providers do not own mobile assets, and Deutsche Telekom has made no secret of its desire to sell T-Mobile. And just to wrap up on this prediction, we believe that it has made no secret of its desire to sell T-Mobile. And just to wrap up on this prediction, we believe that it has made no secret of its desire to sell T-Mobile. And just to wrap up on this prediction, we believe that the US is set to see a major reorganization of assets, given the growing desire for all providers to offer multi-play services. This will involve T-Mobile US, as I just mentioned, Dish, Sprint, Comcast, and possibly Verizon. So watch this space.
That's quite a prediction, Paolo. Thanks very much indeed. That's Paolo Pescatori, Director of Multiplay and Media at the Connected Analyst CCS Insight. Let's do this all again.